Chapter 2. A Bold Stroke Rewarded. Bacon grease was spilled and toast burned in the preparation of breakfast, which was devoured in gulps. Then, with some misgivings but much determination, the two girls hurried away up the beach in the direction from whence had come the pop-popping of their stolen motorboat. Coming at last to the place where the sandy shore was replaced by ragged boulders, they began making their way through the tangled mass of underbrush, fallen tree trunks, and ferns, across the point of land which cut them off from the next sandy beach. "This would be splendid if it wasn't so serious," said Marianne, as they reached the crest of the ridge and prepared to descend. "I always did like rummaging about in an unexplored wilderness. Look at that fallen yellow pine, 8 feet through, if it is an inch, and the ferns are almost tall enough to hide it. And look at those tamaracks down in that gully. They look like black knights. Wouldn't they make a picture?" "Not just now. Come on," exclaimed Lucile, who was weary of battling with the jungle. "Let's get down to the beach and see what's there. There's a long stretch of beach, I think, maybe half a mile. But we must be careful how we make our way down. We might discover something, and we might be discovered first." To descend a rock-ribbed hill, overgrown with tangled underbrush and buried in decaying tree trunks, is hardly easier than to ascend it. Both girls were thoroughly out of breath as they finally parted the branches of a fir tree and peered through to where the beach, a yellow ribbon of sand, circled away to the north. "Not there," whispered Marianne. Lucile gripped her cousin's arm. "What's that thing 2/3 of the way down at the water's edge?"
"Don't know. Rock, maybe. Anyway, it's not our motorboat."
"No, it's not. It's worth looking into, though. Let's go." Eagerly, they hurried along the hard-packed sand. The tide was ebbing. The beach was like a floor. Their steps quickened as they approached the object. At last, less than half conscious of what they were doing, they broke into a run. The thing they had seen was a boat. And a